Hello, this is Secretary of Getting a Culture Dictating and Ask Report on Carmen Robinson, date of birth 2/15/1950, date of procedure March 13, 2024. Physician Secretary of Getting a Culture DO, referring physician Shannon DeLong. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold. Snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, cold biopsies. Indication is anemia, personal history of colon polyps, abnormal CAT scan. Next line. Description, procedure, form, comes pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Stitches and malignancy were all explained to the patient. Period, the patient's breath and mask to be placed in the floral position. Sedators for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Period. Digital rectum exam is normal. Period, a well lubricated almost video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillial orifice. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced to the neoterminal ileum. Period. Careful examination is made of the neoterminal ileum, remnant of the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Retroflexure was obtained at the rectum period. Bowel preparation was overall good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 7, 2-3-2. Period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the neoterminal ileum, approximately 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile ascending colon. Ascending colon polyp just below the anastomosis that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a proximal transverse colon diminutive sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, at approximately 25 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of a lobulated approximately 2-centimeter polyp that was located within a diverticulum. Biopsies were obtained extensively for pathology, for histology, and a spot was placed, and a spot tattoo was placed CCs just distal to the diverticula. Period. Next line, there was evidence of sigmoid erythema that was biopsied. Next line, there was evidence of a approximately 8 millimeter rectal polyp that was sessile removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, if there's no evidence of any cancer in the tissue, we'll recommend FTDR with Orlando Health Care. FTRD with Orlando Health Care of the polyp at 25 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, all findings were discussed with the patient.
Nice to meet you, babe.
Thank you.
What's up, man? Okay. Are you gay? That's not.